2 Samuel chapter 23. Now these are the last words of David. David the son of Jesse said, "And the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel, said, The Spirit of the Lord Jehovah spoke by me, and his word was in my tongue. The God of Israel said, The rock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear reverence of God. And he shall be as the light of the morning, when the sun rises, even a morning without clouds. As the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. Although my house is not so with God. Yet he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure, because this is all my salvation, and all my desire, although he does not make it grow. But the sons of Belial. Wickedness, all of them, shall be as thorns thrown away, because they cannot be taken with hands. But the man who shall touch them must be fenced with iron and the staff of a spear, and they shall be completely burned with fire in the same place." These are the names of the mighty men whom David had, the Tachmonite who sat in the seat, chief among the captains, the same was Adino the Ezianite. He lifted up his spear against 800, whom he killed at one time. And after him was Eleazar the son of Dodo the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defied the Philistines who were there gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel had gone away. He arose, and struck the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clung to the sword. And the Lord Jehovah brought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. And after him was Shammah the son of Agi the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into an army, where there was a piece of ground full of lentils, like peas. And the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground, and defended it, and killed the Philistines, and the Lord Jehovah brought a great victory. And 3 of the 30 chiefs went down, and came to David in the harvest time to the cave of Adullam. And the troop of the Philistines camped in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in a stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed, and said, Oh, that one would give me a drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And the three mighty men broke through the host army of the Philistines, and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem, that was by the gate, and took it, and brought it to David. Nevertheless he would not drink of it, but poured it out to the Lord. And he said, Far be it from me, O Lord Jehovah, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men who went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore he would not drink it. These things these three mighty men did. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief among the three. And he lifted up his spear against 300, and killed them, and had the name among the three. Was he not most honorable of three? Therefore he was their captain. However he did not attain to the first three. And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man, of Kabazeel, who had done many acts, he killed two lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and killed a lion in the midst of a pit in the time of snow. And he killed an Egyptian, a handsome man. And the Egyptian had a spear in his hand. But he went down to him with a staff, and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and killed him with his own spear. These things Benaiah the son of Jehoiada did, and had the name among three mighty men. He was more honorable than the 30, but he did not attain to the first three. And David set him over his guard. Asahel the brother of Joab was one of the 30, Elhanan the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shammah the Heradite, Elika the Heradite, Helaz the Paltite, Ira the son of Ikish the Tekoite, Abizer the Anathathite, Mibunai the Hushathite, Zalman the Ahohite, Mahari the Netophathite. Helab the son of Bana, a Netophathite, Ittai the son of Ribai out of Gibeah of the children of Benjamin. Benaiah the Pirathonite, Hiddai of the brooks of Gosh, Abialban the Arbathite, Asmaveth the Barhamite. Eliabah the Shalbanite, of the sons of Jashan, Jonathan, Shammah the Hararite, Ahiam the son of Sherer the Hararite. Eliphelet the son of Ahispai, the son of the Machathite, Eliam the son of Ahithophel the Gilonite. Hezri the Carmelite, Parai the Arbite. Igal the son of Nathan of Zobah, Bani the Gadite. Zelik the Ammonite, Nahari the Berothite, armorbearer to Joab the son of Zeruiah, Ira an Ithrite, Gareb an Ithrite. Uriah the Hittite, 37 in all.